Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you?
21643.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
Judy Wells.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. 1 minute, please. As well as I'm looking at your address starting with 44, would you confirm it for me, please, including city and state?
4419 Blinkhorn Road, Hurlock, Maryland, 21643.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. The computer is acting a little slow, so thank you for your patience. Ms. Wells, I do see an order here for $5.74 for the sweepstakes ticket to try to win an ice maker.
No, I don't want that. There's two purchases on here that I didn't authorize.
So we are
$5.74, and then there's $67.32, and that definitely I did not authorize.
Ms. Wells, is there fraud on your account? Is someone using your card?
No one's supposed to be, but I need this taken off. I didn't order anything from your company.
What I'm saying, ma'am, is we take fraud seriously. We only get orders. Do we need to transfer you to the fraud department to deal with this order?
You might have to, because I need to have you fix this.
Understood, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. So, ma'am, do you feel that this happened by mistake?
It must have, because I didn't. Or what company are you? I don't even have any idea who you are or what you are.
So we right now, you're talking to the third-party call center, and we handle many accounts in many businesses.
Okay,
right.
This
so if somebody
says
has an order,
highest important electric.
So this is the factory, the factory direct savings store. So it's a discount store, right?
Okay.
The membership, the 6732 is a membership for
having a discount.
I don't
want the membership.
So I'm not talking about, I'm concerned, Mr. Wells, about refunding. I'm not concerned about what you want, because I know you don't want it. I'm canceling it.
Okay.
Right? That's already going to happen. I'm concerned representing the company if they can give you a refund or not. That's why I'm trying to see if this is – because if it's fraud, it's sort of left it up in the air. But if by mistake you think that you ordered this, we're dealing with you.
No, I don't want it. I don't – whatever you're selling, I don't want.
You're not hearing me, Ms. Wells. I know you don't want it. It's already canceled.
Okay.
I'm saying, did you do this by mistake? Did you do this by mistake?
Did you do this by mistake?
Yes or no?
It must have been, yes.
You think it's by mistake? It's not fraud? Somebody else doing it?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I just opened my bank account and I saw that this was on there, and I have not ordered anything. And then there's another charge of $5.74.
That was the original charge for trying to get an ice maker. Were you trying to get an ice maker?
I had looked online, but I didn't think I filled anything out.
Okay, that's important to take note that you at least saw it and it came from somewhere. That's important, so you're not afraid that someone's getting into your accounts. That's
no, I don't think
important.
Anybody got into my account except for the 6732.
No, that actually came with the ice maker part, because that once you touched that, it's a bundle. and they brought you into a membership. So I'm canceling all that, okay?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, let me cancel all that. Give me 1 minute, please. Yeah, so touching these things. So same day orders are much easier to, if you touch something, pay attention, Ms. Wells, because if it charged you, you want to get to it the same day. Because if it's another day, then it becomes a lengthier process of negotiation or refunding.
Okay.
I'm dealing with the company now about your refund, okay?
Okay, sure. Now, you're telling me that the 6732 has been canceled.
I'm saying, remember, the word canceled, me. They're both the same. They're in one account.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. They're all one order, one account. And they're canceled, no longer to be charged further, but seeing if I can get a refund for that or not.
Okay.
So the company is willing to give you a 35% refund for $23.56.
No, I want the 6732.
Well, they're considering it a valid charge because it's simply a charge to their company for a service they already started. They're upping the opportunity and giving you 50% refund for $33.66.
No, I want 6732.
I understand, ma'am. They're standing on the 3366 because it was an order.
I'm going to notify somebody that this is a scam if I don't get my 6732 back.
Give me 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your patience. I'm dealing with the situation.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm still here.
I know.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Wells, I'm dealing with the company. As you know, they're still dealing with the 50%. Who would you talk with if you don't get the full amount, ma'am?
Who will I talk to? Anybody that'll listen. Anybody that as high as I can go that will listen.
I understand, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for your patience. And I'm going to give you a refund cancellation number also when we deal with the refund.
How are you going to do that? You're going to send me an email?
It's up to you. With the refund comes an email anyway, and we'll have that order number. I just didn't know if you wanted it before you got off the phone.
I want to be assured that I will get the 6732 back.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, you are going to be receiving the 6732 now.
Now?
Thank you for your patience. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your patience. You should have been receiving an email now because it's been refunded now.
Okay. Do you want me to verify to you that I got?
Yeah, did you get it?
When will it show up in my bank account?
3 to 5 business days. I tell people the most 7, but it's always 3 to 5, usually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll keep checking to make sure that that happens.
Okay, good.
Let me make sure that I got the email from you. I'm trying to bring up my email now.
Okay.
Just like your computer, mine's a little slow too.
Yeah, these computers do their own thing sometimes.
I don't see anything on my email.
Please look in the spam area and the junk mail area.
Hold on. Come up. What's the order number? Was there an order number?
I'm giving you that now. So you would have gotten something, it would say refund, right?
Yeah. What is the order number?
It is, let's see here. It is C like cat, and then it's 261.
No, I don't have
154033.
No, there's nothing in my junk mail from you guys.
The refund always gives an email. Let me confirm the email with you. It is jwells93@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Yep, that's the usual. Well, let me say this to you, ma'am. I don't know what's going on with the email, but I do know it comes through, number one. Number two, and give it 24 to 48 hours if there's any delay with the email. But the second thing is you can immediately deal with your bank and ask them what's pending and that these amounts should be pending.
I was in with my bank when I was doing that. Give me that refund number again. I didn't have a chance to write it down. Would you mind?
6732, or you mean the order?
The whatever number I need to look for on my email. Is it a refund number?
Wait, let's start over. So I was giving you something for your records. Right, on the records,
okay.
Right. Just
yeah.
So the number, C like cat.
Gotcha.
Then it's 261.
Uh-huh.
15.
Uh-huh.
40
33. Gotcha. Okay.
So that's, and the C is just cancellation. Email, you won't see the C, but that's for you to know.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And then the second thing is the amounts were 6732.
Right.
And 574.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Wolf. So that's 3 to 5 business days.
I will.
Is it 3 to 5 business days? And you can check even now with your bank to see if something is pending because it's been released from the company.
Okay. Well, the 6732 was still pending. And I'm sure when they see that tomorrow, they call me. See, my whole account was hacked about a year ago. And they call me constantly when somebody gets in there. So if they would have noticed that tomorrow morning, they probably would have called me.
I see. Okay.
Just to verify, but I caught it today, so I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Me too. That's good.
I'm sorry I got a little upset, but...
Well, somebody had to over your money, so...
yeah.
Someone has to get upset over your money, and that should be you, so it's understandable, and sorry about that, you know?
Well, thank you for your help, and if I have any problems, can I call that number back?
Anytime. We are here to assist and to walk through it with you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Support, Ms. Wells.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.